John chapter 1. Being that today is Easter Sunday, there is no difference in Easter Sunday and any other Sunday. We worship God exactly the same way, no matter what day it is. But because of the mindset of today, this verse of Scripture kept coming to my mind. It's John 1, verse 4. It says, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. I want to just very simply enjoy the first few verses of John 1. I came over here and I read many, many verses. I was going to go deep into John chapter 1, and I only made it to the first four verses. But this is so enjoyable to me. John 1 is so enjoyable to me. This is so comfortable. There are places in the Scripture that we know and we quote, and they just feel so comforting and so comfortable. And this chapter and these verses, they are so clear, just so very clear and so truthful concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what it is. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Don't turn, but in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, describes the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says that His name is called the Word of God. That's what His name is. Revelation 19 tells us His name is called the Word of God, Jesus Christ. He is the Word. He is the Word. And John 1, verse 1 right here says, "In the beginning was the Word." In the beginning was the Word. One man said that is the relation of Christ to time. If you want to relate Christ to time, there it is. He is eternal. He's eternal. There's not a moment in time that exists where Christ is or was not there. There is not a moment that exists where Christ is not there. I like knowing that. You can go as far back in your imagination as it will take you. How far back will your imagination take you? Go into, I say it all the time, it's easier to go that way into the future. But go back into the past. How far can your mind go into the never beginning eternity of time past? You'll never make it to a place where Christ wasn't there. Never make it to a place. He's not just from the beginning. He is in the beginning. He is in the beginning. In Revelation 22, verse 13, He said, "I am the beginning." I am the beginning. Verse 1 right here says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." That's the relation of Christ to the mind, the will, and the purpose of the Father. He said, "I can only do what the Father wills to do. That's all I can do." Total agreement. Complete oneness. Do you enjoy the thought of that? Never, never a disagreement. Never. Complete and total unity. Complete oneness with God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Verse 1 goes on to say, "And the Word was God." That's the relation of Christ to the Holy Trinity, the deity of the Godhead. Christ is God Himself. Christ is God Himself. I wish more people knew that. We take that knowledge for granted. Jesus Christ is God Almighty. Jesus Christ is not God's Son. We'll just pause and let that soak in for a minute. Jesus Christ is not God's Son. He is the Son of God. You say, well, that sounds like the same thing. It's not. It's not. The Father, does Jesus Christ have a Father? Oh, yeah, He said He did. Does God the Father have a Son? Oh, absolutely, He said He did. But the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are three equal members of the Godhead. They three are in oneness and unity, and they make up the fullness of God. Every time we say God, there's only one God. But we're talking about three persons. Three equal persons. One member of the Godhead is not above another member of the Godhead. Every soul by nature thinks of the Godhead in a vertical line. You got the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And that's not how it is. One member of the Godhead is not more God than any other member of the Godhead. These three are one. They are one. This one who came to the earth is God Himself. God Himself. The one who was born of a virgin. Try to get your mind around that. The one who was born of a virgin and lived on this earth. Does it not warm your heart to know that God walked this earth? The one who died on this earth. The one who rose again on this earth. The one who was in the beginning with God was God. God Himself came down. God Himself was manifest in the flesh. I love that song, "As Poor Wretched Sinners, No God and No Hope, It Seemed There Was No One to Help. But God in His mercy, salvation supplied, emptied heaven and came down Himself, and a ransom was found." God was manifest in the flesh. Verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." That's the relation of Christ to the universe, to this entire universe. He is the Creator. All things were made by Him. All things were made by Him. As you go through the beginning of Genesis and you read about everything that was made, it says, "And the evening and the morning were the first day." And then it talks about other things. And it says, "And the evening and the morning were the second day." Most people naturally envision the Father being the one doing all those things. And it is true, the Father was with the Son, as was the Spirit. God said, "Let us make." That's what God said. "Let us make." They were in unity and oneness. The Godhead was absolute unity on everything that was created. But the creation itself was made by the hands of Jesus Christ. When God formed man from the dust of the ground, that was the hands of Jesus Christ. When God said, "Let there be," that was the voice of Jesus Christ. Hold your place right here and look at Colossians 1. Colossians 1, the last three words of verse 13 say, His dear Son. This is talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Verse 14 says, In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. When God walked with Adam in the garden and slew a lamb after Adam and Eve sinned and made coats of skin and covered them, all of that was Jesus Christ. It was all Jesus Christ. Verse 14 says, In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by Him were all things created that are in heaven. I'm fascinated with space. It is beautiful to me. You know, you look at these telescopes that they have now, the Hubble telescope. I don't know what the new one's called, but the images are amazing. You see all of these, you know, beautiful galaxies and solar systems and all these things that I can't understand or fathom. Jesus Christ did all of that. He did every bit of that. Everything that the heaven contains. Verse 16 says, By Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about people or spirits. Does it not blow your mind to know that there's a whole second dimension right here, right now? There's a whole second dimension that we cannot see. Is that not amazing to you? We can see people. We can see nations fighting against nations. We can see the physical wars that are taking place. But there's a spiritual world with spiritual wars taking place right now that we cannot see and we don't know anything about it. But God does. Jesus Christ does. He created all of it. He is controlling all of it. Why? Verse 16, For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. That means in everything, He's number one. He's first. Go with me back to John 1. Verse 1 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. In Him was life. Physical life, spiritual life. In Him was life. God created all things. God is the one who gave life to every living, animated thing that is on this earth. From man to animals to plants to organisms, bacteria, germs. All physical life came from Jesus Christ. And when the Lord Jesus Christ created Adam in the garden, he created him with not only physical life, but spiritual life. Adam dwelled with God. Adam lived with God. But in the day that Adam sinned, he lost his spiritual life. And it's hard for us to understand this because we can't see tangibly that spiritual life. We see physical life and everybody's alive and you got up and you got dressed and you drove over here and, you know, you're planning on doing things today and you're alive physically. Physically. But the day that Adam sinned against God, he lost his spiritual life. And that eventually led to him losing his physical life. And that's the condition that every man and woman is now in. Man was, in the beginning, man was generated with life. But when he sinned, he died. He became dead in trespasses and sins. And now the only hope that man has is if God will give him or her spiritual life again. We must be regenerated. Born again, some people say. Look with me at John chapter 3. John 3, verse 1, it says, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And what he's saying is, how does my flesh play a role in this? How does my flesh play a role in this? And the Lord's about to tell him, it doesn't. Verse 5, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. He's saying it's of God. Verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? How can these things be? How can a man or woman be spiritually born again? Given spiritual life again. Verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? You're a pastor of a church and you don't know the answer to this? You're a religious leader and you don't know the answer to this? Verse 11, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. What he's saying is no man is worthy to enter up to heaven, but the one who came down from heaven. Jesus Christ, verse 14, And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. In another place he said, If I be lifted up, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, if I be lifted up on a cross, You know the story of when the children of Israel sinned against God, and God sent deadly poisonous snakes into their camp. And those snakes started biting everybody, and they were dying. And Moses went to the Lord to beg God to have mercy on them. And the Lord told Moses, you make a serpent out of brass, and you wrap it around a pole, and you lift it up, and you tell all the people to look to that serpent on a pole. And look to doesn't just mean see it. It doesn't just mean see it. It means you cast all your hope of being healed on that serpent on the pole. And the Lord said, whoever truly looks to and believes on and hopes in that serpent lifted up on the pole will live. You look and you'll live. What does all that mean? That means in Him is life. Sin is what killed us. Sin is what is killing us. Sin is what is killing us. But Christ was made to be what was killing us. What is killing us? He removed our sin from us by being made sin. And every soul who receives faith to see that and to believe that and to look to that and to hope in that will live. Life does not come by us earning it. We can't earn it. We're dead. We're dead. Life comes by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ only. Verse 14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life. Go with me back to John chapter 1. Verse 4 says, in Him was life. And the life was the light of men. That's the relation of Christ to all of God's people. He is their life. He is their light. Like a beautiful sunny day. He is our happiness. He's our warmth. He is our health. He's our knowledge. He's our way. In Christ we have our all. In Him was life. In Him is life. In Him will forever be life. The Lamb is the spiritual light thereof. By Him we see. In Him we see. Through Him we see. We see creation. We see salvation. We see wisdom. We see righteousness. We see sanctification. We see redemption. We see it all. We see everything we need to see in Him. We see that He's everything. Everything we need to sustain our life forever. In Him we live. In Him our life is hid with God. In Him. And He will forever be our light. Forever. He's never going to stop being our light. I love the fact that there's no night in glory. You know what that means? Christ is always there. He'll forever be there. He's our light. And you're not going to see one stitch of darkness. All right. Amen. You're dismissed.